the talkback number through until midday, 1-300-872-911. Who's on the line? Oh, this is Phil Castle on the line from the Civil Contractors. Hello, Phil.
G'day, John. How are you
today?
What
are you talking about today, Phil?
I'd love to make a comment about the verbal diarrhea coming out of the southeast corner about the quality of our politicians and our treasurer up here. I see a lot of business support what the current treasurer and member for Mulgrave are doing. But let me just give you a quick update. Now, you remember the debacle we had with the Peninsula Development Road last year? Mm. I can't confirm the names of the local companies this year that have won, but that was the result of our treasurer and member for Mulgrave, Curtis Pitt, and our member for Leichhardt, Warren Inch, a collaborative arrangement, political opposites on the spectrum of the political sphere, but the two politicians that came together to work for a common cause, which was our northern area.
Yeah.
Now, I would highly suspect, in my opinion, that what happened was When a major infrastructure project is contemplated,
right,
obviously you contemplate it, you do your feasibility studies and wonder if it's all going to be worthwhile, blah, 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 blah. Then it goes to design. That can take 6 to 8 years before we start digging dirt.
Oh, really?
Now, you wind back the clock 6 to 8 years and see what happened to the infrastructure budget. Mm. Here in Queensland, it was absolutely slashed to the bone by the government of the day then. So in the southeast corner, they still had big highway projects, tunnel projects, blah, 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 to roll them on. So while we were up here suffering, they were still rolling on down there. Now, all of a sudden, I believe that that's all stopped because the design phase stopped when the infrastructure budget was slashed. So all of a sudden, they find themselves down there with very little work, and not the doing of the current treasurer, I can assure you of that. And all of a sudden, they can't just rush to regional Queensland like they used to and start dominating the work and the tenders in regional Queensland. I would suspect that most contractors and most businesses in regional Queensland are seeing an upturn. I know we are here in Cairns. Mm. Quite a lot of us actually are doing projects. They might only be 5 million, 10 million, 2 million, but we're all getting our teeth back into projects. And that has all come because the way the treasurer has worked out that if the money stays in the regional areas,
right,
it goes like the tourist dollar. It circulates half a dozen times.
Precisely.
And it builds a good, prosperous regional Queensland.
Yeah.
So those fellas down the southeast corner that want to bag him with their verbal diarrhea, good luck to them, John. But that's all it is, mate. It's just nothing more than that, because the regions, we're happy. We're actually seeing work and projects. And that's where it comes from. It doesn't come from anywhere else. And I'll tell you, those two blokes, bloody Warren Inch and the member for Mulgrave, Curtis Pitt, really are looking after. Well, Warren's always looked after this area up here, but now he's got Curtis on board, and they are really trying to look after our regional area.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, you can't just go to Brisbane, grab the chequebook and write it all out for North Queensland. He's got a whole state to look after. But that's, mate, if they want to run around and criticise the politicians we have up here in the north, and I don't care what party or what colour shirt or anything else they wear, the fellas that we've got up here in the north at the moment are driving the economy for regional areas.
Mm.
So good luck to those fellas in Brisbane with their bloody silly comments.
Well, I've got to say this to you,
funny
Phil. No, let me make this point. Sorry about these phones. There's this ridiculous 3-second delay, so we end up talking over the top of each other. But the point that you should not overlook in your humility is the campaign that you undertook on this radio station and on 7 News to get that fate of your civil contractors out to the general public. Now, Warren Inch, to his credit, I remember on this program, he responded very quickly to what you were saying. Clearly, Curtis Pitt did the same. So your campaign, with the support of all your members, with the benefit of hindsight, clearly was a part of the success you're seeing now. It was very much a causal factor in that success you're seeing now.
Well, thanks, John. But again, it was a collaborative effort. I mean, we've got to have media outlets like yours, and people need to get on and raise the issues. I mean, the talkback station isn't always about, you know, silly things that happen here or there that, you know, are big in someone's life. You've got to look at the, you've got to use that to raise these issues. And of course, your station's very good at that. We got the Chamber of Commerce on board, who are a magnificent organisation that could help drive the plot. But the bottom line is, we won. We got the we got the open and equitable tenders, and lo and behold, John, guess who's in the hot seat to sign the contracts? Local bloody contractors. Some of the big southerners just said, "Look, we're not going to tender on that." You know, they didn't want to play if they had to play fair. It did work out well. But I'd encourage people in business, everyone, if they've got something that has to be said, get on the bloody phone. At least you can open the door. You can open the communication, you can open up the issue, and from there it is amazing how quickly organisations like the Chamber come on board. I will give credit to the politicians up here in the north. They do listen. You can ring, you can talk to them. I'd encourage people, just do it. We didn't do anything different. We just had a voice, we started a fire and away it went, and now we've won.
Just before you go, you talk about the South bagging Curtis Pitt. Specifically, what are they suggesting?
Oh, well, just the comments in the media and the paper last week that he's not a good treasurer and he might be off the ball a little bit. But I don't think that's true personally, John. I think he's got a little bit of money. He doesn't have a big chamber. That all got chewed away years and years ago, you know, with the successive governments or whoever, whatever. Who cares? The bottom line is they don't have a lot of money, but what he is doing some amazing things with a little bit of money. I don't know whether he'd... You know, the trouble is he and Enchi never stand up and say what the projects have done, what benefit. See that PDR thing, 140 local jobs, 140 families get Christmas, 140 families, kids will be happy to get presents at Christmas time because Dad's got a job. 140 ratepayers, 140 people circulating the money back into this area. It all snowballs. And what I think Curtis is slowly working that out. If you put $10 million into Cairns and let it circulate five or six times, it becomes a whole lot more. Rather than if you just hand it over to a big southern company who take it and say, see you later, I think I'll upgrade my luxury yacht this year because I've had a big win. I think they're starting to realise. Of course, Warren's always known it. That's why he wrote the white paper, or helped contribute to the white paper.
Sure.
But I think they're just starting to realise that if you start to spread these projects into rural, and we go all the way down to southwest Queensland, we go through central Queensland, they're all starting to demand 30% local content, contribution to local economies, that type of thing. And I think that's what is really helping us now in the regional areas get by and sustain. Council's doing it. Council here in Cairns changed some of their policies through their fleet office to give better equity and more transparency.
That's right.
And boy, the contractors that are benefiting from that a greater in number than ever before.
Oh, wonderful news.
So
well,
I think
well done to you, Phil. I mean, I think you've done a wonderful job with that campaign, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are very pleased to hear. I've got to shoot through, but wonderful to hear from you. Thank
Good
you.
Good on you, John.
He's the eco-civil contractors man, Phil Castle, the voice of the civil contractors up here in the north.